I've got 7 p.m. for the special tax hearing of September the 29th. Mayor Stahl, call the roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowan.
Present.
Alderman Schnell. Mayor Sanford. Alderman Hoskins. Alderman Bolt.
Present.
We have a quorum.
All right, let's pray the Pledge of Allegiance, if you'll rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. All right. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. This is a tax hearing. Council will not be discussing and will be taking no action. What we'll be doing is listening to you, the citizens, about your thoughts on the tax rate. And let me just make this clear. We do not have a proposed tax rate at this time, regardless of what you have heard from some people. What we have published is a maximum tax rate. In other words, we cannot go over the amount we publish should we decide to increase taxes or decrease them, whatever. We just can't go over the amount that we publish. So there is no tax increase at this time, and there is no tax increase proposed at this time. As you know, we haven't had a budget workshop, and so we don't even have a working knowledge of the mayor's budget other than what she has handed us. So with that said, special presentations none, council reports and requests none. We'll go directly to public hearings and public comments, and we'll start with Mr. Stevens.
We're past that now.
Ms. Stevens.
And we're not going to talk about any of this right now?
Since I'm stand not familiar up. With it as far as what we're doing in fact and where it's going to go, I cannot give.
Okay. So that everybody else, what we're trying to do is get your thoughts on what we should do as council regarding tax rates. Right now, our tax rate's around 76 cents. Our effective tax rate, which means there's no increase, it'll be about 78 cents. We capped it at 84 cents so that we can't go over that. Like I said, there is no proposed tax rate at this point in time. So what we really need to hear as council tonight is your thoughts on what you need, what you would like to see the city do as far as increased taxes, not increased taxes, services you want, services you don't want, that kind of thing. And so if you'll just stand up and state your name and address and just tell us that, we'll get a good feel for what you guys want. Maybe. Mr. Moyer's laughing at me, but we might get a good feel of what you guys are wanting from us as far as the tax rate and the upcoming budget, actually. So we can handle both of that with your comments tonight. So,
can I just go up here?
Yes, sir. Just state your name and address for the recording, and then knock it out of the park.
Good evening. My name is Lance Stevens, 3508 West Bayou Drive, Schroeder's. Just my thoughts on the taxes. Of course, like everyone else, we do not prefer them to go up. However, depending on our expenditures, our reserves, what things are forecast, if it's inevitable, it is. But at the same time, you want to keep it as the increase to a minimal as possible. I don't know any projected services that want to come forward or any that need to be cut or amended. So taking just some of those general thoughts into consideration, it just kind of depends on what is on the table. And without a total working knowledge of it, it's difficult to really say, sure, go up a nickel, a penny, or whatever, or try and make it go down. I'd say just use your best judgment.
All right. Thank you.
Satan Stevens, 30. Was I just 35? Of course we don't want the taxes to go up, nobody does, but like you said, if they have to go up a little bit to please and get everything we want done in our city done, then that's what we have to do. as far as the water budget thing, I think we need to make that super clear to everyone in the future that there's not any extra money there. There's no profit. We simply robbed Peter to pay Paul, but we still owe Peter. So until that is resolved, we need to quit thinking that we have all this extra money in that budget. We don't. And we still have bills coming out of that, I believe. We still have stuff that we have to pay from that budget. So we're going to owe Peter even more. But I think if you need to raise the taxes, then you have to. But like he said, I don't think you should do it up to 84 right off the bat, just because that doesn't give people time enough to adjust. Are we going to talk at all about FEMA and insurance and all those issues?
Not tonight, no ma'am.
When are we going to do that?
Well, we are going to do that at the next council meeting, regardless of what happens with the mayor's thoughts on the issue.
I mean, don't we, isn't that something we've got to get done so we can have insurance?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
Yes,
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Ms. Goodell?
I don't like to speak.
Amanda Gonzalez, 3329 Westview Street. Obviously, we have lots of things happening in the city, and we don't have any money to pay for it, so do what you gotta do.
Short and to the point. Ms. Ramos?
Felicia Ramos, 3416 Sunrise Drive. To be like a pain in the butt fox, but I'm pretty sure our taxes are going to go up because looking at the budget, we have spent more than we have ever spent before just on like attorney fees. And not to be like the party pooper, but that money has to come from somewhere. And if we're going to complain, you know, we're not to be rude, you know, we're robbing Peter to pay Paul for the water bill. Well, we don't have Peter or Paul to pay the attorney. So somewhere that those dollars have to come from, and you know, all of the PIA requests that, you know, are you know, being done that Stahl has to do, you know, that costs dollars, you know. Every time that the attorney is talked to, you know, those are more of our dollars. So it's, you know, we're gonna have to eventually just suck it up like a buttercup and say, hey, you know, hopefully y'all won't max it out to the 84 cents per hundred or whatever it is. But at some point, in order to keep Shoreacres afloat, we're going to have to go up a smidge bit in order, you know, to keep us to where we're not having to be annexed, because I kind of don't want to do that. Because I'm kind of proud to say, hey, Shoreacres is home, because everybody knows Shoreacres. But, you know, if we've got to, I'm not saying if, I know we have to, but when we go up some, let's just go a wee bit rather than maxing it out. So but that's my viewpoint, because we're overspending on just attorney fees and PIAs.
So
yeah, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Moyer?
I was going to make this meeting shorter, but I'm still Neil Moyer at 1118 North Country Club Drive. I'll focus on one area which I've had some discussions on. This has to do with whether or how and how we recoup the monies that we're going to end up paying out on the sewer repairs. Those bills have not fully come in yet. I believe they will come in something short of $400,000, maybe a little less, maybe, but still, it's not embedded in our budget. It's being taken from what has been historically called our reserves, which probably not necessarily a good way of characterizing them, but that's okay. I have suggested that the city put itself on a plan to recoup those funds so that they can be made available for the inevitable future capital expenditures, particularly related to the water and sewer systems. City can raise funds conveniently, I guess, these days, two ways, obviously from property taxes, and also obviously from the water and sewer fees that we pay. Neither one of them is probably the appropriate place to focus on solely for recouping these funds, but if the city were to put itself on a program to recoup something on the order of $100,000 a year, which means it would still take several years to recoup the funds for these expenditures for repairs, Rough calculations would say that if you did that strictly out of water and sewer fees, that would take about $13 a month for all the current users, or alternatively, the property tax rate might need to be increased from the current 0.7414 to maybe 0.83, which is pretty much closing the gap on the cap that's proposed presently. So needless to say, neither one of those is an entirely satisfactory approach, but if one were to split it between the two, it would certainly be less painful in both regards. Though the pain would still be there, it would be just going from one cheek on the buttocks to the other cheek on the buttocks as far as paying for it. So I'm sorry, but there's no other way to characterize it. You're going to get a shot one side or the other in order to come up with those funds. But I would like to make that suggestion and put it in for consideration. I will reserve any further comments I have for the next hearing, which I believe is on the 10th of October. Thank you very much for your consideration and time.
Ms. Harris?
Hi, I'm Karen Harris of 215 Oakdale, and I want to say that I am in support of a balanced budget and whatever it takes to get that. I'm not opposed to raising the tax rate, but I am opposed to our city council and mayor not being fiscally responsible with our money. We've elected you to be good stewards of our resources. And so I'm not in support of a tax rate if we can't get control of runaway spending on useless things that don't benefit us all, but benefit just a few council members. That said, again, I just want to be on record to say I support an increase in property taxes if that's what's required to balance the budget. I also feel strongly that we should not be stealing from tomorrow to make it look as though we're balancing the budget today without regard to capital expenditures and improvements, our capital five-year plan to put in place, so that we start putting money in. I wouldn't call it reserve, but we have a five-year capital plan, so that we are more proactive instead of reactive with our capital expenditures that we anticipate, both in terms of those that we can schedule and those emergency capital expenses that we'll have to outlay. That's all I have. Thank you for your consideration.
All right, thank you. After hearing that, does anybody have anything else to add? Okay. Mr. Stahl, I have the time of 7:13, and we will adjourn the meeting.